breathing in and breathing out, sudden ash and smoke and dust. Breathing in and breathing out, and hope it ain't your last. Breathing in and breathing out, sudden ash and smoke and dust.
Why not? It's ambient.
Last time on podcast, it was Chloe rattling her necklace.
Yeah, well, Biscuits McGee, welcome to another episode of the Affinity Collective podcast. I'm Claire, and I'm here with
Taz.
And
I'm Ren.
And in the background we have
Chloe.
Hi. It's been a little bit since we recorded the last episode, but here we are. We are here to talk about a wonderful outing we had recently with the good people of Clock Jordan and Talbot. It's the International Peasant Movement.
La Via Compostina.
And the Ballybunion Bean Festival. So, where to start? Does anyone want to talk a little bit about... Anyone want to explain what Clock Jordan is?
Yeah, Clock Jordan's an eco-village. I don't know when it started. Do you remember?
2009, when the people started moving in, I think.
Yeah. So it's like an eco-village. They own some land. You have to, like, pay to build your house there. They also have a community-supported agriculture farm. Yeah. They host events like the Tal of Og stuff.
Was that your first time up there?
No, I went before with like an NGO on like a little tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that your first time up there, Seth?
No, I've been there maybe a couple of times at least for different things.
Cool. I'd never been there before. I thought it was quite impressive. It's like a little neighborhood. They have a lot of like rural land, but compared to our little spot, which is...
Some technical difficulties of a circular saw being used.
Compared to our little spot, which is as rural as it gets, it's pretty. The infrastructure is pretty impressive. I'm just going to plug in this laptop because it's running out of battery.
Yeah, very impressive spaces and, like, yeah, nice spaces to host stuff.
Speaking of Clock Jordan hosting events, we went to an event that they hosted for Tal of Beau. Does anyone want to explain what Tal of Beau is?
Tal of Beau is, like, an organization for farmers and land workers. They're focused on, like, food autonomy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the event that we went to was organized by the Tal of Og, which is kind of their youth movement articulation, they call it. And youth, I suppose, is kind of a wide age group.
Yeah, especially in regards to farmers. Like, most farmers in Ireland are like 65, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I believe the cutoff for Tal of Og is 35 years old. Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
And what are these people out to achieve? Oh god, I'm going to snot everywhere. Sorry. And so yeah, they're a movement related to farming, and what are they trying to achieve? What are they trying to change?
They're trying to, I suppose... get like a different way of doing agriculture and relating to the land. They do a lot of work with farmers in Ireland to lobby for a different way of producing food that's locally sourced and nutritious, as opposed to just producing food for profit. And yeah, it's basically thinking of different ways of that food systems can exist that actually nurture people as opposed to being cash crops.
Yeah, I see it kind of similarly to like how a union functions for like small farmers and land workers. But yeah, it also has this kind of political element with focusing on like food autonomy. They also have like, I would say, socialist politics. At least from what we could gather from being in the Talibog, the youth section.
It's like democratically organized and led by members, I suppose. So yeah. There's a lot more like autonomy.
I mean, on the sort of, you know, you'll hear on social media every now and again, and kind of even on the fringes of ecological movements, there is talk of how, you know, important. I think it's on the fringes because it's so scary. There's a talk about how food security is really threatened. You know, intense climate change, and rain and heat and unpredictable freezes making it tougher to grow food. Combined with how much Ireland exports our food and how much of the food that we grow does not actually go to us, and how much of the food that we eat doesn't come from us, you can see why a movement like that, there's a necessity for it to exist, and there's also a sort of pressing urgency in it achieving its goals in any way, which, you know, came into stark articulation during that event for me, during the talk of this doctor from America.
Rupa. Yeah.
Who wrote this amazing book called Inflamed, which I'm currently reading through, who she had done a lot of work with First Nations people and with farmers in California trying to, you know, get land sovereignty and get food sovereignty. She was talking a lot about growing food specifically to feed hospitals during emergencies. Mm. And what she was talking about was basically the urgency for this movement and also the achievability of its aims in Ireland, which I think was very inspiring, especially because, I don't know, I certainly have had a sense in the last while, you know, we've been working on this collective and it's very nice and we're kind of an example for what people can do, but like, they're in the back of my mind for a while, there's been kind of like, why? Like, what exactly are we, is this it? Like, is what are we building towards? And after hearing Rupa talk, I was like, well, I can see what we're building towards.
Yeah.
And like a direction to be aimed in, which was really inspiring.
Yeah, she was also talks a lot about like the importance for our health to like eat food from the soil that we live on, and how, yeah, eating processed stuff leads to this big increase in like chronic illnesses and stuff like this. But also in like a very politicized way, which I think was quite encouraging compared to how it's sometimes talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was also very impressive to see people there who come from bigger farming lineages and are set to inherit larger swathes of farmland and being like, well, I want to do good with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a Kulchi. I may not sound like it, but I'm a Kulchi. And I run into a lot of Kulchi lads in the past who have been like, I'm going to inherit like 200 acres from my dad. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it.
Yeah.
With the implication sort of being, I guess I'll get cows and just do what I'm supposed to do. And the fact that there are people thinking outside the box is very, I think that's very positive. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice to like, yeah, meet like young people focused on like working with the land and doing it in a different way. We never really talked about the name of the weekend or of the meeting, which is Growing the Youth Land Movement. It also was the first meeting of the youth articulation, so it's like just starting up. Yeah, so I guess the main goal was to like decide how we can go forward. There was also like lots of different workshops. We did a mehl on the Clochjordan farm, which was like chopping away loads of nettles.
Eating gooseberries.
Yeah. Eating unripe gooseberries. I went to one of the talks, which was about seed sovereignty, just about like saving our own seed. We were talking about like these huge companies that have like monopolies on seeds, and they like, I guess, patent them. So they can like own particular seeds, which is really fucking crazy.
I went to the cooking and care, which is really interesting, which is basically just us gathering around and talking about food, where it comes from, but also the people that cook the food and process the food, and how sometimes invisible that work is. So the talk was basically us gathering around the table and having conversations about our relationship with food and where there's, where does that come from, and yeah, kind of just hanging out, making the work visible, and participating in the kitchen, which is a great space to be in because it's where most of the fun is had, you know, when you're cooking with other people.
Yeah, the food was also really good the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, pretty quickly after that, well, there's another thing we can move on to related to this, but while we were there, we heard tell rumblings of an exciting new event happening this summer in the humble burg of Ballybunion, a bean festival of sorts. anyone want to speak on that?
Maybe
I can speak on that, yeah. Yeah, it's happening, I think, on the 22nd and 23rd of August in Ballybunion, County Kerry. And it's this kind of way of connecting communities and food producers with a form of kind of agriculture and land that goes beyond capitalism, that goes beyond just producing food to sell, but that connects us somehow in its different ways. And so it kind of started as, how can we imagine Ireland producing a different kind of protein that's not reliant on animal agriculture? And so that's where kind of the bean idea comes from. So the bean festival is basically this coming together of different people from different spaces to celebrate food and community and art and skill sharing and all the good things.
I was wondering if Talavpio will have, do you know if they have representation there? I imagine so.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't really know.
It also seems to be a way in Kerry, which is kind of associated as, it's seen as being kind of a far right sort of place or a very right wing sort of place for, you know, community outreach from political groups and farming, you know, younger farming movement and land movement people to more established farmer and farming families, to get them speaking with people who are not on the right, not on the far right, and I believe there are some kind of like socialist political sort of workshops there and things like that going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really interesting.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if the people are far right or not. I know that the Healy Rays are a problem, but it's also interesting because in this festival, they try to engage with farmers and also bring farmers to the conversation, which is very interesting because usually sometimes there's this perspective that like farmers are the problem and you don't look at the structural issues that are underlying all these problems. So you kind of just like, you know, get someone to blame and then put all the blame on that without understanding that there's nuance in all these things. So it's interesting that they're kind of approach is to build community first, and then from there you can start having more difficult conversations afterwards that will go deeper into why we're in this mess that we are and how can we get out of it, I suppose.
That's the Ballybunion Bean Festival, people.
Be show there. Up!
Be there, be square, eat some beans.
Let's go.
Have we talked about Via Campestino? I don't think we've
explained. No, maybe we should explain who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're like an internationalist movement of peasants. I think there's like millions of members. Yeah. And also the European meeting is happening. The European Youth Meeting is happening this year in Maynooth in November.
Mm-hmm.
Should be interesting.
Would it be fair to say that Talavpio was developed as a developed from the internationalist peasant movement, that the values that organization comes from have a foundation in what the Via Campesina peasant movement kind of are trying to do globally?
Yeah, I think so. They're definitely a member organization. I think if I remember correctly, there was something about being at a La Via Campesina campout and the idea of Talavpio maybe stemming a bit from that, or people being influenced by that. I can't remember exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of this, this organization that Talavpio is a part of. Maybe we should talk about the, like, final closing session of Talavpio, which was like a strategy session on growing the youth land movement. And for this one, we all went into like small groups and kind of, yeah, discussed like how we see this moving forward. We talked about like the idea for like communalizing farmland, kind of in the same model that Affinity Collective uses. And also kind of, yeah, I guess linking into Talibio in that way to share our skills. And we also discussed the possibility of setting up regional groups for Talibio, similar to the way that like Katu does. I think these were like the two main kind of, or at least for me, the two main focuses, or like the way I see Affinity Collective slotting into this movement.
Yeah. And all in all, I think it was great to have, you know, for a first event, I think it was, there's a lot of engagement and a lot of things coming out of it that hopefully will carry on in future kind of organizing collectively. Yeah, I think it was very positive that that this happened and that we participated in it.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lot that came out of it, especially in the sense, like Claire was saying, of framing the project in like a wider context, but also the relationships and the dynamics that we came out of it with, you know.
Yes, perhaps the real Talibo was the beans we had along the way. Yeah. So before we wrap up, perhaps we should talk a little bit about how the collective's doing. What's new? What's happening?
What's hip-hop what we happening?
We built a wood storage. Our guest space that was destroyed in the storm last year is in the process right now of being taken apart by one of our very handy guests.
You can probably hear the background noises of that.
All that sawing and banging and such.
There's been a lot of garden work. The second polytunnel's fully up. There's beans and squash and herbs planted. Some pumpkin and sunflowers planted outside as well. We also have onions, potatoes, more beans.
Let's go.
It's relatively late in the year, and we've only just started getting an influx of guests, which is totally different from last year, which is interesting, but we've been getting a lot more interest in people joining and coming to live here, which has also been interesting.
There's a lot of interest for the Mehol as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the Mehol, which is happening. What dates?
The 28th of August.
Yeah, 28th to the 30th of August, and we're going to have an RSVP form. You can just email us for the RSVP or DM on Instagram.
Yes. Come along.
Tone camp. There's not a lot of guest space at the moment until we finish rebuilding this thing. Yes. And even then, it'll be kind of limited. So yeah, come camp. Dig a hole in the ground, put some gravel in it. Sit around a campfire.
Yeah, the Mehol's like harvest themed, and we're gonna just get involved with like a bunch of different stuff across like ecology and construction and that kind of stuff, and just kind of cook food together and hang out and have a bonfire and play some tunes and stuff.
Fabulous.
Classic Mehol activities.
Classic Mehol. It's a classic sober event. Leave your buckfast at home.
Or take it out into the woods.
Just be on your best behavior. Have a lovely time. Anything else anyone wants to say before we sign off?
Did people talk with the Talibio thing? It kind of stood out to me that we were kind of like, I don't know, kind of the odd ones out in a way, in terms of like how, like in terms of like relationships to the land, like, how like in like ownership, like there was a lot of people there who were like landowners and like wanted people to get involved on their land and that kind of stuff, but like their like relationship is kind of different, like where we have like no like one of us owns the land, like we have like an actual like equitable share of the land, and that's like legally. Whereas, like, that wasn't really the case with anyone else, I think. Not even, like, Club Jordan.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
That was one of the things. There was a bit of a roundtable discussion, and Mouse from the collective was there weighing in on, you know, collectivization and socialist principles and land owning and land distribution and equity and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
yeah, it definitely seemed like something that the people there were like interested in.
Yeah.
But yeah, the way we relate to the land.
Yeah, I think it's different. I think it's really important, like, conversation to have of like relating to each other, not through like property relations, and actually trying to like make structural changes by like getting rid of like, yeah, property ownership in that kind of way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah.
Well, lots to think about, lots to be thought about, lots to chew on. Yeah, that was your latest infusion of adrenaline-filled, action-packed, pulse-pounding, high-octane affinity collective action. This is DHC signing out once again.
Okay, bye.
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 Hey, comma, dash. Beep. 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 Comma, dash.
Hyper local food sovereignty.